AZ Merit is Arizona's standardized statewide assessment for students, and the majority of students underperform on these exams. According to the Arizona Republic, unofficial statewide results show that despite this, there is continual gradual improvement since the test first started being used in 2015. The results of the test will be used to determine a letter grade for public schools, rating them between A and F. Those grades will be released in September. And here with us for a few minutes to talk about the testing results and student progress is Ricardo Cano, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ricardo, what are some important specifics you found out about the numbers?
So, the scores this year show basically the kind of growth that we saw last year. So, across the board, you saw improvement by a handful of percentage points, 1 or 2% in the passing rates. It's important to note, third grade reading, the scores went up. It's 43% of kids are passing it now. But you're also seeing the same trends as well. The distribution of the scores is still tilting toward the minimally proficient and partially proficient categories, which are the lowest categories in the test.
Now, some people may ask the question, we're still seeing a lot of underperforming, though. Are the trends going up enough, in a sense, to quell some of those fears that people may have? Well, gosh, the numbers are still not very good.
It's difficult to say. It's important to note that the letter grades, the AZ Merit test, and the learning standards that have been in place for the last couple of years have all been part of the statewide effort to boost student achievement. The big picture goal here. We did reach out to a couple state leaders who weren't quite ready to comment yet on the results. So it is difficult to say whether this rate of growth that we're seeing, a handful of percentage points here and there, is what state leaders had envisioned when they, enacted these policies.
Have you spoken with anyone who's indicated whether they think the test maybe is a little bit difficult at this point, or whether the way that people are teaching in courses is matching up in such a way that doesn't quite work yet?
Well, the consensus is that, the test is a lot more rigorous than AIMS. The test that kids took, in previous years. And the reason for that is, it asks open-ended questions. It's focused more on critical thinking. When the test first came out in 2015, that's advocacy groups, educators were cautioning the public that, hey, expect these scores to be low. They're going up. But again, the big question here is whether or not they're going up fast enough.
Were you able to break down the numbers in any way that indicates certain parts of the state, certain areas with maybe more opportunity, more resources, less resources, were certain areas doing better or worse than others?
So the state's not going to release, the school level results until September. But when we reported on this last year, we saw a wide variance of proficiency across the state. For example, in Maricopa County last year, you saw schools improve by 30, 40, 50 percentage points in specific areas of the test, and some schools regressed by as many percentage points as well. So it's going to be interesting to see, when those results do come out in a couple months, what the trends are there, because that's where it gets a little bit wonky.
One other thing for you. When we started, I mentioned this being used to determine letter grades for schools A through F. Can you take us through kind of a Cliff's Notes version of how that'll work based on the determination of the score? How will that affect whether a school gets an A, B, C, whatever it may be?
So the State Board of Ed is going to determine those cut scores in August. So we don't quite know yet what an A-rated school is going to be, and how proficient are your kids going to have to be to get an A, grade. But, it does appear that the state is going to set those cut scores to align with the reality of where those scores are right now. So, they were talking about it earlier this year that, in order to get an A grade, half your kids have to be proficient. And so, statewide, we haven't cracked a 50% proficiency rate right in any of the categories, but that is kind of the bar that they're looking at as of now, and it appears that they're going to raise it in the years, assuming that we continue to see the kind of growth that we're seeing in the scores.
Ricardo Cano covers education for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.